Goodbye, Mr. Chips, by James Hilton. Performed by Martin Jarvis. When you are getting on in years, but not ill, of course, you get very sleepy at times, and the hours seem to pass like lazy cattle moving across a landscape. It was like that for Chips, as the autumn term progressed, and the days shortened till it was actually dark enough to light the gas before callover. For Chips, like some old sea captain, still measured time by the signals of the past. And well he might, for he lived at Mrs. Wickett's, just across the road from the school. He had been there more than a decade, ever since he finally gave up his mastership. And it was Brookfield far more than Greenwich time that both he and his landlady kept.
"Mrs. Wickett,"
Chips would sing out in that jerky, high-pitched voice that had still a good deal of sprightliness in it.
"You might bring me a cup of tea before prep, will you?"
When you are getting on in years, it is nice to sit by the fire and drink a cup of tea and listen to the school bell sounding dinner, call-over, prep, and lights out. Chips always wound up the clock after that last bell. Then he put the wire guard in front of the fire, turned out the gas, and carried a detective novel to bed. Rarely did he read more than a page of it, before sleep came swiftly and peacefully, more like a mystic intensifying of perception than any changeful entrance into another world. For his days and nights were equally full of dreaming. He was getting on in years.